As a boy, Robert J. Wieland read avidly and widely and developed his growing writing talent. Listening to an old cracked Victrola recording of Yasha Heifetz started a lifetime of violin playing and passion for classical music. After graduating from the seminary at Emmanuel Missionary College near Washington, D.C., he became the pastor of a small church in St. Augustine, Florida. It was in Florida where he met Grace, which began 66 years of a devoted, loving, and supportive marriage that inspired and nurtured all those around them until Grace's death in 2008. In 1945, they and their young family of three answered a call to become missionaries in Uganda, where Elder Wieland planted churches and a hospital that survived the Idi Amin regime. It was there that he discovered that in order to hold the people in the church, the people needed to grasp the most precious truths of Christ and Him crucified. This became the signature of his ministry and writings. In 1952, the family moved to Nairobi, Kenya, where he was a pastor, church administrator, radio speaker, editor, and prolific writer. He was fluent in Luganda and Swahili, and many Africans still read his materials and remember him and Grace with love and appreciation. After returning to the United States, he pastored churches in California, and he and Grace retired there. But retirement was not in his vocabulary as he continued into his 90s to give seminars and write articles and books. In order to share the good news with a wider audience, he authored Dial Daily Bread, an inspiring daily devotional message, the email version of which is continuing into its 24th year. To subscribe, write to Daily Bread at 1888message.org.